This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, toxic traits, whatever, y'all. The survivors and thrivers, you're out there. Today's episode is going to be about waking up in the world of narcissists, toxic relationships, toxic abuse, narcissistic abuse, whatever's going on in your life, y'all. Waking up to it and how I compare that to the Matrix. It's like waking up in the Matrix. Understanding narcissistic toxic relationships is almost equal to waking up in the Matrix. If you've seen the movie The Matrix, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Take the blue pill. No, Neo said, Morpheus told Neo, he's like, if you take the blue pill, the dream stops. I mean, the dream keeps going. You keep living in fantasy land, and you can tell yourself the truth, or you can just act like you don't know what the truth is. You just go back to living your life the way you've been living it, but you know what's going on around you. You know what's going on around you is fake. The world is fake. The person that you're dealing with, this narcissistic toxic person, isn't a real person. They're just a being up front. They're wearing a mask. You take the red pill, and you wake up and you understand everything that you've been through, everything that you've fought through, everything that you might have put up with, everything that you might have went back to. You understand the world of narcissistic abuse. You understand that the person that you're dealing with is possibly a narcissistic person. The person that you're dealing with is possibly a toxic person. You can never unsee it. Once you take that red pill and wake up in the Matrix, taking the red pill in the world of narcissistic abuse, it's just like you watching my videos, you watching Dr. Romney, you watching Ben Taylor, you watching Sam Vaknin, H.G. Tudor, Angie Atkinson. You're watching people like that. You know what I mean? Dr. Carrie McAvoy. You're watching people like that. Lisa Sunny. You're watching people like that. You're well-versed. You know, Rebecca Zung. You're watching people like that wake you up to the world of narcissistic and toxic abuse. And you can never go back to it. It's like once you see it, you can't unsee it. Once you understand it, you can't not understand it anymore. So when I'm talking to people over Zoom, I'm doing my one-on-ones over Zoom, I tell this to people all the time, like, you can't go back to that world. You can go back to it. You can take the blue pill, but the world will never feel the same. You'll feel like you're out of place because you know what you're doing. You know what that person is doing. You know this person is fake. You know it's disingenuous. You know that it'll never get better. You know that this person is not going to change. This person is not going to go to therapy, sit in the therapist chair and work out their issues and take it out with the therapist and not on you. You know that. But like I say, you take that blue pill, you can't go back into it though, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Once you wake up to understand what you've been through, you can't unsee it. Dang, I've been dealing with a narcissist this whole time. Wow. It's like 20 years, like this whole 10-year relationship, it flashes right in front of your face, and you go back and start looking at different aspects of the relationship. You go back and start looking at different things that could have happened during this relationship dynamic that you didn't realize was toxic. But now you look at it now because you've woken up to the world of narcissism. You woken up in the narcissistic matrix. You understand it now. You took that red pill, and now you've seen how deep the rabbit hole can go. And sometimes looking at narcissistic stuff, toxic stuff, like videos, literature, books, stuff like that, it can become addictive. It can feel like a rabbit hole. It can feel like you're going down a rabbit hole. Understanding the dynamic of why this person you dealt with, why they did what they did, why they behaved the way that they behaved, why they acted the way that they acted. You see all this stuff right in front of your face now. I'm telling you, you can't unsee it anymore. This is what it is. Once you wake up in the Matrix and you go back into that toxic relationship, the world is not going to be the same. I don't think you can be happy like that. This is me personally. You can fake it. You can feign it. Just because it's kind of a smile like this doesn't mean it's a real smile. You know what I mean? Just because you see me smiling like this, it's not a real smile. You understand it now. I call it eyes wide shut. You have to go back into the world like this with your hand over your eyes, peeking out every once in a while to make sure you know where you are. Peeking out. because you know this toxic behavior. You see this narcissistic person, they cheat on you, they lie to you, they steal from you, they do whatever they do to you. And then you let them convince you. You're like, this is toxic. I know it's toxic. But I'm in love. The trauma bond takes you back into the matrix, y'all. The trauma bond helps blind you. The trauma bond helps blind you onto what's real and what's not real. You know what I mean? What's real and what's fake. What's genuine or what's disingenuous. You know what I mean? The trauma bond contributes to that totally. It totally contributes to that. But Lee, how do we break the trauma bond? You have to understand the trauma bond. Go down the rabbit hole. Take the red pill. You have to understand it. Do research about the trauma bond and what it feels like. Why you feel this way. Why you feel the way you feel. So many people get caught up in these relationship dynamics and you think you can just you can do it by yourself. Like, I'm gonna just figure it out on my own. You spend five, yo. Life is finite. Life is finite. Time seems to be infinite. I think time is infinite. But the time you have on this earth is finite. We got to stop wasting on people who don't deserve not one more damn second of your time. It's finite. You can wake up and go back into it. Like, I'm going to go back into it willing. I've had people go back before. It used to break my heart, but now I just like, I got to get back into disconnect mode. I can't live your life for you. I tell people exactly what's going to happen. They go back and see exactly what happens. They go back into it, and exactly what I predicted to happen happens. And they get mad at the narcissistic person. Like, why are you mad at them? Why are you mad at them? Why? You knew it. You know it. You understand it. Me mad at you. Because being mad at them isn't going to change the situation. You're just going to keep going back to them. Be mad at you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Angry with yourself. Don't beat yourself up, but get angry with yourself. Understand that. Yeah, understand. Sometimes in these dynamics, you can't blame the narcissist for you going back. They love bombing. They reel me back in. Sometimes some fish jump in the boats. sometimes they don't have to reel you back in. Sometimes it's better to be in the matrix. I understand that. Neo, when Neo was in the matrix, he can fly, do all kinds. He can run up buildings. He can stop bullets. He can do all kinds of stuff. But he was inside the matrix. Well, he got out of the matrix. It was scary. It was alone. There's only a few people who understood what he was going through. Sometimes inside the matrix is comfortable. I understand the dynamic. Inside the matrix makes you feel safe. At least you know what you're going to get, right? When you're inside the matrix, at least you know what you're going to get. Even though it's fake, at least you know what they're going to do. You know you know you're being cheated on, but guess what? As long as they come home to you, right? As long as they come home to me, I'm fine. No, you're not fine. I'm just telling people in this situation, like, I understand it. But blame, Tony Robbins says this all the time. I'm saying this more and more in my videos, y'all. You blame more effectively. Blame the thing that can give you power. I'm not telling you to stop blaming. I'm telling you to blame more effectively the things that you can actually affect change on. You can't change that person. You've tried. You've given them so much time, effort, energy. You can't change this person. You've tried. So you can blame them all you want to. You can point the finger at them all you want to. But if you keep going back into it, you need to twist that finger to you. And this is not victim blaming. This is victim empowerment. This is trying to help you transition from victim to survivor to thriver. You may blame more effectively. Because if you blame you, look, a woman I talked to this morning, she clearly said that. She's like, I can't blame him anymore. I'm mad at myself because I keep allowing it to happen. I need to say, Lee, I need help to figure out what I'm doing wrong and how I can get out of this toxic relationship dynamic so I can stop blaming me. Boom. I was like, yeah, that's empowerment right there. She's going to win. It might take her a while to win. I'm telling you, talking to her. Her words were empowering when she wrote them. When she was talking, you know, it's just a little, it's different. You mean, you know, sorry, y'all, I had to change shirts. But yeah, had a good conversation with her. This is another shirt from the brand right here. I'm strong. There's a lot of them coming up soon, y'all. But seriously, having a conversation with her, it's like she took the red pill a long time ago because I talked to her back in February of this year. She took the red pill. She understands what's going on. But then sometimes you try to go back into it to make it work sometimes. I get it. But how much, ask yourself, how much time do you have to give to this person? How much time do you, how much more time are you willing to give, y'all? It's like I said earlier, it's time is finite. It's absolutely finite. What are we willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? Because I said, I feel like you have to tell yourself a different story. Tell yourself the truth, y'all. What is the truth of what's going on? Not what you want it to be. What is the truth of what's actually going on right now? Not what I want it to be. In a perfect world, this is, no, we're not in a perfect world. In an imperfect, in a true world, what is going on right now? What are you telling yourself right now? What's going on in the dynamic right now? What is going on? What's the key? You have kids here. You have family members here. You have friends here. What's going on right now? What's your next move? Because sometimes people will see this information, understand that they're going through it, and choose to go back into it. You understand it because, like, sometimes we're not where we need to be. How much time do you have to give? I'm just telling you, so many people live sad existences, y'all, because they just, you, 5 years from now, 1 year from now, 1 month from now, you're going to wish that you are a little bit stronger today. So take the red pill. Wake up. Not the red pill, not the red pill alpha male BS crazy shit that's going on. I'm talking about the red pill of waking up in the narcissistic matrix, the toxic matrix, and understand the rabbit hole goes deep. Understand what you understand the dynamic. This person is not going to change who they are. They don't want to go get help. They are who they are. Red pills. It's red. I just happen to have some red pills right here for y'all. Actually, a visual aid right here. This pill is red. Pop it. It's a caffeine pill. I already had one. Y'all see me have a heart attack on here. But seriously, y'all, when you wake up in the Matrix, you can't go back. If you ever seen the movie The Matrix, the one person who woke up and got outside of the Matrix, he tried to go back. What happened to him? He ended up turning on all his friends. Look, the one person that tried to put himself back into the Matrix, he ended up turning on all his friends. And he ended up getting unalive himself. But you see it. Turn all your friends, you get isolated. It's isolating when you wake up out the Matrix, y'all. I promise you. That's why community is such an important aspect of getting out of toxic relationship. Finding a healthy community to be a part of and things like that. You have to empower yourself. You have to. It's okay to choose you, y'all. It really is okay to choose you. So many times you get beat up in these dynamics. You understand it gets tough to pick you. But it's okay to choose you. It just absolutely is. And choosing you, selfish, does not mean self-love does not mean selfish. But anyway, let me hop off here for real this time. Looks like I said, support the brands. I'm the I Love Me brand, the self-love brand. I'm strong. This is another variation of it. I'm working on some more stuff, getting some more stuff out there. Thank y'all so unbelievably much. I don't think y'all understand how much I appreciate y'all. I really, really do. I'm thankful for y'all. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful, super grateful. If you're in Austin, Texas, around October the 15th, come through, say hey to me. Come see me in person, y'all. I'm in person October 15th in Austin, Texas, and then November 19th in Toronto, Canada. I'm in person there as well. So the link is going to be in the bio, or go to narcavengers.com and check it out, y'all. Anyways, like and subscribe for more. Stay tuned for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.